There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Western Hotline is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff ahead of tonight's game with Ottawa. Lindy, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time today.
Morning, gentlemen. Yeah, you're welcome.
So, Lindy, want to start with Dylan Cousins and what's going on there. The move from him to wing, and if he's going to go back to center, was that something that you wanted to just try out? Is it an experiment? Is it an ongoing kind of thing to try and help Dylan find his game or whatever you're looking for him from him
yeah,
in his game?
It was really a short-term try to just try to free him up where he could maybe get a couple looks and then defensively doesn't have that big a responsibility. But I think as you saw in the Detroit game, we went right back to putting him back in the middle. When I look at the last couple games, his chances went up. He was in on two or three really good opportunities in Detroit. He was in on a 2-on-1 that you'd like to see our guys finish. It was just a quick look, and he's back in the middle.
You know, you're talking about chances and finish. One thing I wonder, Lindy, if you're talking with numbers guys or looking into the data on the team and you're seeing good things from shot creation and expected goals and things look good, but the results aren't there. Are you one to not want to talk about how things are going well? Or is there a expiration date on how many times you can feel like things look good and the results should come, but something is still missing?
Well, what is missing is finish, really. There's plenty of opportunities. If I use the Detroit game as an example, we had probably three or four really good opportunities to convert and make that a 2-0 game, which would take stress off of our defensive game. The lack of finish has been one of the things that concerns me, that even yesterday's practice, the drills we set up were set up to try to put the players in the best position to, finish opportunities. We can go back to our Los Angeles King game, which was probably our best offensive game when it came to creating high-quality inner slot shots, but didn't finish, where we put the opposition's goalie as the first star of the game. And I think when you don't finish those opportunities, then, again, you're in a position where, one mistake can let the other team back in the game. And that's where we've been sitting. We need to get a balanced scoring attack, and we need to finish. And it is going to be the focus of really what we're trying to do here in between games now till it starts to happen.
To bring about better finishing, one thing I'm seeing a lot is data on missing the net. I mean, is it about simplifying things? A lot of times, Lindy, people will say, pucks to the net is simpler, but do you need a finer point on it instead? What is the answer?
Great question, because we have to miss the net less. Some of your best shooters, they have to be able to pick that corner, and if that little corner is all that's available and you miss by an inch or two, you've got a missed net. But I think when you're in an area where the chances of a puck going in are really poor, or it is a really low percentage, say you're shooting from out just around the dot or outside the dot, then those types of opportunities need to hit the net to create the next opportunity. And I think that's where our opportunities and shots on net have to increase, where we don't miss the net as often. You look at the Detroit game, the cross-ice one-timers, and the one-timers are, you know, they're a tough shot to hit with real high accuracy. But, again, we missed the net. Dahlin had probably three opportunities. Zucker had a couple great opportunities. Owen Power shot one back into the goalie with an open net. So we're creating the opportunities. And like I said, yesterday's focus was to try to put them in a position where they felt good about getting those opportunities in practice and finishing those opportunities.
Is there any change in style as a coach when that starts happening game after game? Or is there any more priority on getting dirtier goals, or is that always going to be part of it?
No, there, it does put a priority on getting around the net more. Tip goals, second opportunity goals where pucks have gone over the off the goaltender, maybe even off the back wall where you see some situations. The importance of taking your turn when it's your turn to get around net front, when, you know, our defense are shooting a puck, if you're that low forward, just either taking the goalie's eyes away by being in front of him, a flash screen where you're skating through the front of his eyes and then stopping around the net. I think if you look at the chaos that we created, you know, 6-on-5 late where, you know, we got a puck on goal, it came to Jack Quinn and just bounced over his stick, and probably if it doesn't hit Quinn's stick, Paterka's putting it in the empty net. So I think those types of chaotic situations, we have to have those inside of a game. I thought we had some great shifts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Offensively, that didn't even result in an attack on net. So I think those are the ones where we got to get inside and we've got to be prepared to get a little bit uglier.
In terms of tonight's game, Lindy Ruff with us on the Wester Hotline. Zach Benson back practicing. Any update on what his status might be for tonight's game?
Yeah, we've had initial discussions already this morning. When he gets in this morning, we're going to see how he's doing. We feel that, you know, he's close. It's an opportunity, I think, to put him in tonight. Realizing that we are putting him in with only one practice, but I feel that he's the type of guy that can help us. You know, his puck play and making the small plays around the net is one of his strengths, and I think that's an area that, you know, we do have to be better. So we'll see when he gets in this morning if he's good. If yesterday's practice didn't affect him, then I think it's an opportunity for us to put him in the lineup.
Lindy, with the record being what it is, when we were talking to you in the offseason, it was a lot about how it's time to win, and the group has talked like that even since the end of last year. How do you feel like the whole building, you, the team, is dealing with the early results? I mean, the players have been through this a couple of times, not every year they've been together. But I have to imagine there's a certain level of frustration for everybody involved that the losses are starting to pile up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, for sure. And totally understand that. I think that my job is to just focus in on the process here, that we are creating plenty of chances to win a game. We have to eliminate some big individual mistakes that have hurt us. And I think the big individual mistakes really stand out when you're not finishing. And I mentioned, you know, it puts a stress on your defensive game. But stay with it. It's not like you have to change the way you're playing. The opportunities are there. And we got to continue with it. And we know that if we continue down that road, we're going to win a lot of hockey games.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. I know sometimes, Lindy, I'm not trying to get you in trouble. You know, goalies... Sometimes, I mean, it's not something you want to blame the goalie, the breakdowns in front, but on goals save above expected, it feels like there's room for improvement, I guess is what I'll say, with both Devin Levi and Ukko Pekka Luukkonen, that there have been times you've needed saves and those haven't come through either at the other end of the ice.
Yeah, I think that it's all related. We need that area to be better too, to make that key save at a crucial time. Even if you look at the Detroit, the one power play goal, that's a save you'd like your goaltender to make. Inside of the game, made a lot of good saves. But again, our finish needs to improve. Our rush defense has been better, but it has to continue to get better. And our goaltenders do have to be a big part of it, and they need to be better as well.
On the blue line, we spent a lot of time talking with you on the forward group and the finishing and whatnot. On the blue line, noticing Byram practicing with Dahlin a little bit, are you still searching for the right partner for a top pair, or should I even label it that? Are you more looking for two top pairs that are playing similar minutes, or do you want someone playing with Dahlin for a big, big chunk of the game?
I think Dahlin's the type of guy that can play with several guys, and he can consume the big minutes. I thought by far his best game in Detroit when it came to creating opportunities. I think he had 14 shot attempts. When you go back and watch the game, you know, just missed on a couple great opportunities, hit a goalie in the shoulder. But he's a special individual that, you know, I think can play that, 25 to 30 minutes. He tried to put the team on his back and get us back in that 2-1 game. And I thought with the looks he had, and you're playing him every second shift, then there's got to be multiple players he plays with. So we're looking at a game like that to get our best players their top ice time and see if they can make the difference.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. Tonight it's Ottawa. Lindy, what can you tell us about the Senators, another young team in the division, a very familiar foe?
Yeah, good speed. As you said, they got a real good group, a young defense. They got some defensemen that can really skate. Their power play has been extremely dangerous. Hasn't created a lot of opportunities, but when they do it, they've been able to finish. So it's really important that we don't give that group a lot of opportunities to take advantage of us.
All right, Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. Lindy, thanks very much. Best of luck tonight, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks, Lindy.
Sabres and Senators this evening at KeyBank Center. Pregame, Steve Foley Law, pregame, 6 o'clock, puck drop, 7 o'clock. We have our first trade in the NFL of the day.
Zadarius.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.